Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
I'm Dustin Ross. This is the Friend Zone, and here's the news that you can use. First up, Corey Miller, beloved incarcerated rapper of No Limit Records, first of his name, has recently shared an Instagram post informing fans that Kim Kardashian and her legal team, contacted by singer Monica, would be helping work toward his release from prison, as he has maintained his innocence from day one. Monica confirmed this with an Instagram post of her own, stating that she had, quote, locked arms with Kim Kardashian in this fight to free Corey. We here at the Friend Zone have interpreted that as her snatching up Kim Kardashian by the bicep and saying, you gonna help me, bitch.
Don't do Monica like that.
Next, Carly Red of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, first and thankfully only of her name, denies having plastic surgery on her face, as if we believe a goddamn word coming out of her mouth. This ain't That's even deserve no joke. I just couldn't believe she said that.
Right, I was like, okay.
And finally, Kanye West says that he hopes to partner with TikTok to create Jesus Talk, a Christian monitored version of the app that feels safe for young children in the world. When asked for a comment by the Capri Sun, daughter Northwest shrugged and stated, I do Savage Challenge good. See, I'm a savage. Stupid.
Y'all,
and
why?
Went over her business.
Why is he doing the challenge?
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your goddamn weekly look at all things and mental hygiene.
I am dead.
Because none of us want a musty bread. Hey,
oh,
friend,
Jesus
how
Christ.
You doing?
And I can't even read off Dustin's Zoom name today. I can't read it.
Everything is inappropriate. Everything is inappropriate. Get me out of here right now.
Ooh, oh, I can't even read it today. Man. So yep.
Can't deny it either, can you?
Oh my God.
You can't run, but you can't hide. Yeah.
Y'all, the room just got really hot.
Truly.
How are you guys?
Honestly and truly.
How are you guys today?
Doing good. Doing real good, you know? Doing real good.
I already see the kind of show we about to have.
Oh, yeah. It's showtime. It's showtime. Get out of your seat. You know, like Showtime at the Apollo.
When you first said that, I thought about them train performers. Like, damn.
Oh, Showtime. No, that's this.
Them.
That's this.
At all.
Yes. Hey.
Okay.
I don't miss them.
Don't let the mariachi get on, too. Don't let the mariachi get on.
Y'all, you know what's crazy?
Them.
This is the longest I've gone my entire life without taking the subway.
Wow, friend.
Me too.
No, I'm lying. I forgot that I was away for college.
You lived in Atlanta? Oh.
I lived in Atlanta. I was away for college and I lived in different countries. No, I never took the train in Atlanta because when I was there, people were like, nah, you don't want to take that shit.
Yeah, Marta was. Yeah, well, Marta definitely has come a long way, but it still really don't compare
remember,
at all to
Because remember, I was there in 08. People were like, nah,
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's why. I don't know if the around the time you were there is why, but I feel like that's why whenever I watch Atlanta season two, when it's called Robin season, I feel like everybody that can relate to that season was there around like that 05 to 09 slash 10 era. I was like, oh, y'all was
because that
then,
was the
huh?
big migration where everybody and their mama moved to Atlanta because of the music industry. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and your mama and your cousin too.
But Dustin Ross, you have a black business for us this week.
I do have a black business for you this week. It comes from Studio 3, which is spelled Studio, T-H-R, and then two of the number threes. Okay, so threes instead of E's, you know, it's a play on it. You know, she catch up mustard.
You know how the young is yeah. do.
Anyway, so Studio 3 is where you can find the artist kit. The artist kit, let me show you guys a picture of it, Fran and Asante, just so you can kind of know what I'm describing.
I would just wear that as
it.
A look, though.
Right. It's very cute. Very much very cute. So already, you know you're going to be looking good when you have it. But what the artist kit is, it's a piece that's handcrafted in Brooklyn, New York, specifically for pro artists to work with ease. So it is 100% calfskin. It's made like a vest that you wear. It's 100% calfskin with gold metal hardware, 100% cotton canvas, twill pocket lining, shoulder carry, adjustable straps, and an inner elastic looped pocket. It weighs 1.2 pounds, and it is something that you can make use of as a pro artist. There are multiple pockets conveniently located on both sides. The elastic loops inside keep your tools neatly organized within the pockets, while there's a clear vinyl outer layer that helps you keep your favorites visible. So this is something that can be used for any pro artist, whether it be a makeup artist, a hairstylist, a wardrobe stylist, anyone who has handheld tools and lots of things that they need to have at their immediate disposal. This really is like a godsend, and it's produced by a friend of mine named Erica here in Brooklyn. She's been getting a great response with it, and so, of course, we like to amplify that.
Hey, Erica!
Right. If you guys are interested to learn more, you can go to the Instagram account Studio 3. That's S-T-U-D-I-O-T-H-R. Number three. And you can learn about it there. You can also visit their website, www.studiothr333.com. And you can find it there. It's an amazing resource that I think a lot of people will be able to get good use from. So there you go. If you got a lot of bad kids, yeah, you can keep a belt, a paint stir, a measuring stick, all that stuff. A house shoe, anything you need, you know, whoop ass on sight.
This truly is the blackest business for all of those things that you just stated there. And because she spells three the way that T-Pain spelled it when he did his Three Rings album. Chopped and screwed. Yes, chopped and screwed. You've officially been.
So all shout out to the artist kit. Hope you guys really enjoy that. Hope it helps you move what you need to move. There you go.
Do you guys have any announcements before we jump into this week's episode?
No, not this week.
Not this week. Asante's like, okay, so on last week's episode titled Showing Feet in Racial Chat Rooms, it was the Dustin Ross takeover. We stepped into the crime zone with the case of a missing Andrew Gosden. And as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
I want to give a shout out to everybody that emailed. There were a lot of emails, a lot of interesting ones, a lot of scary ones. I don't know what to share.
Send them to me.
Yeah, because somebody said that their roommate was an abducted child, like a lot of random things. But I'm going to shout out Veronica really fast. The subject here is human trafficking, missing kids, and why the Wayfair conspiracy makes everything worse. Hey friends, I listened to your latest episode and wanted to send you a couple of shows that debunk a lot of myths about human trafficking. The podcast is You're Wrong About, and they have two episodes about the topic. One is called Human Trafficking, and it was released in November, and the other is Wayfair and Human Trafficking, released recently. Basically, one of their arguments is that theories such as Wayfair takes attention away from the real reasons kids and teens are abused, abducted, and trafficked. So we have so many people putting pressure on Wayfair instead of putting pressure on lawmakers to house homeless LGBTQIA youth who are very likely to be sexually abused and trafficked. Also, a lot of child trafficking conspiracies come from QAnon, an extreme right-wing conspiracy theory that the government is trafficking kids and only Trump can stop them. So I've started to double-check every outcry of human trafficking to see if the roots are in QAnon and their Wayfair child trafficking claims were, in fact, a QAnon theory. Best. Shout out to Veronica. The whole Wayfair thing is so, like, odd, but, like, I've always been big on like conspiracy, kind of like looking at all of it and trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong, or like how believable it can be overall. So just shout out to Veronica for sending that. And again, if y'all want to listen to what the actual show is, the podcast is called You're Wrong About, and there's an episode on human trafficking and Wayfair. But I didn't get a chance to listen. I just thought that that was a good take when you talk about things being discussed to kind of distract you from other things. That's what I found. What about you, friend? What did you find in them SoundCloud screets?
And I don't know if it was Veronica. I'm not going to put it on her. I'm just going to assume it's the same person, because I got a tweet also suggesting that podcast. But she was like, don't talk about the Wayfair thing on your platform. And let me explain something to you guys.
Hold on. What happened, friend?
I got a tweet from who I'm going to assume is the person that sent in this email. I'm assuming. I'm not saying it is. Just because it's coincidental that they're suggesting the same episode. Okay. But she was saying that we shouldn't have been talking about the Wayfair thing. And I just want to say this. I'm always open to people sending me, you know, different podcasts, articles, Medium posts, even your perspectives. Always open to hearing more. What you can't do is tell me what I can't discuss on my platforms. So I just want to make that clear. So on SoundCloud, Danny J said, man, the story about Andrew hit me hard. My mom's twin brother battled a drug addiction for many years and eventually, after necessary boundaries were drawn, disappeared into the streets. It's been about 25 years since anyone has seen him, excuse me, despite efforts to find him through word of mouth, filing police reports, and even private investigators. I can definitely empathize with anyone who has experienced unexplainable loss of a loved one. It's hard going without knowing if they're alive or dead, or whether to keep searching for them or mourn. Those type of wounds can never fully heal. Whew, Lord. A lot of you actually wrote in, sending emails and tweets and messages about having experienced abductions yourselves, or you know, witness it in your families. And I was like, whew, blown away. The things that a lot of us have been through are just like so overwhelming. So I'm thankful that you guys felt comfortable enough to share those stories with me. Dustin Ross, what'd you find in the Twitter streets?
Speaking of feeling comfortable, dialing back to what you addressed before you found your comment, Future has a song on his new CD, the latest project that he put out, called Too Comfortable. And the lyrics go like this. They go, bitch, don't get too comfortable. So what I found on the Twitter streets was at mommy sweets underscore
a lifestyle.
A warning. Anyway, okay, a prelude to a kiss, and it won't be on my lips. But anyway, Mommy Sweets underscore said, if I ever get married, I want Toni Braxton, and she added her, to sing as I'm walking down the aisle. Toni Braxton quoted the tweet and said, start saving.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I died. Okay. Wow. The next tweet I want to bring out, it's a couple of good ones, y'all. The next tweet that I want to bring up is from our girl, friend of the show, friend of mine, Chica. Okay. Fantastic. Yes. Rapper, Chica. Model, actress, all things Chica, who quoted a tweet from Barack Obama, who said, over the past few months, I've spent a lot of time listening to music with my family. I wanted to share some of my favorites from the summer, including songs from some of the artists at this week's Democratic Convention. Hope you enjoy it. And on this list of songs, in fact, the last song featured, which gives it its own highlight, was Crown by Chica. So
yes,
she didn't got the stamp from Barack Obama. I sent her a tweet. I said, girl, can't nobody tell you shit. And that's on Commander in Chief. Okay. Once Barack Obama validates you in that way, I just think it's so appropriate. So shout out to Chica. Two more tweets
and
very quick.
Chica also, if you saw the new movie that's with Jamie Foxx on Netflix,
yes.
I think it's called Pop. What is
Power
it?
Project, Power Project. Project Power. Yeah.
Project Power, I think.
Yeah.
There's a young person on that show that's like a rapper, an aspiring rapper, and Chica actually ghost wrote. Well, not ghost wrote. I don't know what you'd call it for a movie, but she wrote all the music that person performed on the movie. So
go
she's
ahead
out here.
Chica girl.
That's Isn't right. that huge?
And if y'all ain't familiar, go watch the Tiny Desk, okay?
Yes.
I shout out to Chica. I love her. She's so deserving of all of this. And she actually is acting in that film as well. So
really?
She's all up and through there. All up and through there.
Sickening. Oh, I love it. Tonight. I Next love when tweet. People expand what their brands are all about. You know what I mean?
First of all, it shows a focus and dedication to you being a talent. You know what I'm saying? And to you making sure that your art is able to be highlighted in so many different areas. That's y'all know that kind of stuff is important to me, and I know it's important to y'all too.
Range.
So to see her doing that, it's just like, damn, you're doing the damn thing. Like, that's how you do it.
So dope.
And that's on Calvin Klein. Anyway, so the next tweet I want to highlight comes from YTS Mello the with an A because that's important. God, who said nobody, and then he said BET, and he posted the screenshot of Tyrese drowning from Baby Boy or being in the fetal.
Oh my God.
BET, who I love, y'all know. Shout out to BET Network. They have been very good to me. I love BET. Shout out to the whole team there.
Yes.
But BET quoted the tweet and said, "And y'all still watch every time, LOL."
Stop so
ain't
it.
Ain't no shame in BET's game. They know they play that movie a lot. Shit, and we do still watch. Final tweet comes from my personal friend, Corey P. Townsend. Cool guy. Shout out to Corey Townsend, who tweeted. At this, I really don't even have to explain. It just made me laugh, so I know it's going to make other people laugh. This fool going to say, "One thing about me is I'll definitely call customer service to complain."
Let me tell you, the one thing about me and the "it's for me," you know, that's the it. "It's blank for me" have been taking me down. Hey,
did you see the little girl and her sister going back and forth trading the insults with the "it's the this"?
Yes, and then she went off. That's why I don't fucking play with you.
That little girl, I want her to, like, if we ever, hell, it can even be virtual. I want her to host one of my parties, for real. That little girl has personality. She's a leader. That little girl.
She going to be like, "If you want, come on down, come on down.
Come on down." Okay? Exactly. I'm going to Disney World. October 3rd is coming up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Let's look at the calendar and see if that's a show release day. Hold on.
Damn, what the hell are we going to actually be able Saturday. To go to Disneyland then?
Never.
Well, we can't go now. Oh, damn.
Right. Right.
I don't know, y'all. Them flights, cheap. Well, we'll talk. Because we too can be going to Disney World on October 3rd. And then coronavirus is like, "And if you want to come on down, then come on down." Like,
I know people that are not long-term listeners are have lost. No idea.
We're so sorry. Who's going to explain it? Who's going to explain it?
You, right.
Like,
okay, so bust this, y'all. So a long time ago, back when like Vine was a thing, right? And not only a thing, but the thing. There was a little girl who, I can't remember her name. Do you remember the name, Asante, on the account?
I cannot remember her name.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue, but she's so funny. She was a little black child, little black girl. Couldn't have been no more than what, like 7, 8?
And right. Seven, 8.
That's being generous, but she was giving like, she just was running her Vine like she was like almost like a YouTuber, you know what I'm saying, a vlogger. And she was updating people on, she was, essentially she was mimicking what she had seen other people do on like YouTube and stuff. But she was speaking as if she had like this huge audience of listeners, and she had even added text, you know, to the screen. And she was letting people know that she was going to be in Disney World October 3rd. And, you know, setting up almost a meet and greet. But what nobody means, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, "You know, I'm going to Disney World October 3rd. So if you want to come on down, come on down." Somehow, some way, that Vine clip made its way into the hands, the living, you know, growing hands of myself and Hey Asante. And at that point, when we saw that little girl, and she was just such a little girl, I think
cuter
she was even wearing like a school uniform.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cuter than you.
Yes.
Cuter than you.
04. Baby, if anybody out there listening and you know cuter than you, 04, please get her in contact with me.
I really hope she hits us up.
The magic of this vine that I have here, I don't know if this is her or somebody reposted it, but it was posted on my birthday in 2015, March 15th, 2015. Yeah. So if your name is Colana or if you just cuter than you 04, I don't know which one of these is you, but I know cuter than you 04.
We don't know when we see her. We know what you look like. Nah, you ain't that damn cute. We know what you look like. Cuter than you
04. Her vine page is still here.
So cute.
But that's what we were talking about.
Right. Yes. Now you know what we mean when we say you want to come on down. We need to have an episode that's just like
a reference inside episode. Jokes. Yep.
A reference episode. If it's a bonus episode just for the new listeners.
So in order for us to do that, right? This is so so glad you said that, friend. Call to action to the audience. Things that you need to know where they came from, right? Hashtag tweet us at FriendZonePod on Twitter and hashtag reference episode and just ask whatever question you want to ask as far as references to catchphrases, little inside jokes you hear us say repeatedly that you might not know the context of or where it came from. And we're going to put that thing together.
And if you have inside jokes that you know we've had for many years, go ahead and throw them down too. I'm sure we forgot a lot of them too, because it'd be so many every episode, every month. So that'll be funny. Just hit us up on our Twitter streets and let us know which inside joke has been your favorite. Oh, because you know what? It's 5 years of Friend Zone.
Hey! I got five.
Okay.
Can y'all believe it? From us having a conversation about possibly creating a podcast to this.
And still
eating tacos, y'all.
So much. I think about them early days so much. Like, five how funny that was. Years.
Like, creatives rarely stick to anything for this long. You know, just because we always have so many ideas and our minds can take us in so many directions, it's hard to really stay put. But we really have done this for 5 years straight.
Yes, we have. And God bless the Friend Zone. It's opened so many doors for me professionally, personally. Word. I've grown so much. And it has really, really given me a space to expand from and always come back to, grow from. I'm so grateful to this show and to everybody for listening. That's the one thing I ain't never going to shy from. Okay?
Ever.
Yes. I just want
to
thank.
Fuck what a hoe got to say. We've been doing this shit for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
I just want to thank everybody that's been riding with us. Like, I still think to myself while I'm in quarantine how much I miss being on the road with everybody and being in those rooms and us coming out on stage and Fran showing her outfit and Dustin holding the bottle or something and me getting too fucked up to do this show. Like, I miss all those moments and I can't wait to get back to them soon. But 5 years of blessed, 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 amazing times. I can't believe it.
I want to go on tour so bad.
So bad.
Ugh. I mean... we probably just have to figure out a different way to tour. You know what I mean? Yep, something more intimate.
Holograms,
the right. Tupac holograms.
The stay
but
ass
I wanna
back
just
tour.
Say, I'm,
get I'm, your ass. the tour. Sponsored by with a live performance by Next. Too close.
Oh my God. I just want to say I'm so thankful for all the love that you guys show us too. Like, even did you see Motown Records shouting us out? I was like, oh my God, that's like history.
Right. Thank you so much to Motown Records for acknowledging the Friend Zone, The Read, Therapy for Black Girls, so many podcasts, Black Girl Podcast.
What an honor. Podcasts.
Yeah. Shout out to
and just how
record.
Much love we receive on a regular basis, you know, from different, even from our fellow podcasters who shout us out, show us love, bloggers, vloggers, YouTubers. You guys send me videos even from YouTubers around the world that mention us or post us in their videos. Just really cool shit that we do not take for granted, always humbled by. How much we've all learned too. Like, I'm actually, my favorite episode that we do is at the end of the year, like the end of the year wrap up, where we discuss like all that we learned this year and all that. So we definitely should do something similar where we do, you know, like what we've learned in the 5 years of doing this, just business wise on a personal level and just every other realm. So I'll work on that. Maybe we'll do that next week or the week after. But
that's fine.
Thank you guys for listening to us. Yes. 5 years of the Friend Zone. And with that being said,
wait, before we, I just want to say real quick, thank you to all the brands that be listening. Okay, because we know y'all be listening. Okay, I appreciate
and working with us and supporting the show.
The work
so that we can do this. Word. So that we can do this without having to charge y'all to listen to us every week.
Like,
so
I know everybody hates the ads, but like, honestly, those ads save lives. So thank each and every one of you for listening to those ads to see how silly we are, aren't going to be being annoyed by them, but still pressing play every week. Thank you all. And I know some of y'all be listening. Y'all be like, I do need to go get me some ice cream. Okay, go get you some ice cream and tag Friend Zone in it. I'm just saying.
And sorry, I like that they, and when they tag the brands too, which is a good look for us. Like, I see y'all tagging Ben and Jerry's. Being like, you know, I just got the creme brulee because of Friend Zone, or you guys tagged the GOAT app showing what sneakers you cop. Like, that is all super dope. You know, we believe in an ecosystem on this show. So as much as we give to y'all, you give to us. So we're thankful that we have that energy transfer. You guys are the best.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My god baby. Now that my god baby wasn't struggling with nothing, they're very smart, but you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
And with that being said, Asante Smith, this week is your episode. What you getting us into this week?
Some WAP. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it would be funny if this was the Wet-Ass Podcast. I don't damn know.
The Wet-Ass Podcast. You want that to be the title?
Sure. I don't. Yes, actually, yes. Wet-Ass Podcast. That would work. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk about music as a whole because there, like, I just don't understand.
Like, as if I'm a hoe?
Music as a hoe.
You know what?
Are you saying, is this like an empowerment thing?
I said as a whole, but do we want to go
a whole. Well, W or H? Or, you know, W-H or A?
Asante, who is Veronica? Why is your Zoom name say Veronica sucks?
I don't think I should say anything else.
You ain't the one that need to be quiet.
All right, let's be
Veronica. Is. I said it. Veronica is.
Yeah, the girl from the tweets and the comments.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to talk about controversy because I don't get it. And I was hoping that maybe we could like help each other out and maybe understand it. For those of you listening, if you've been living under a rock or if you just don't really fuck with the mainstream, don't want to sound rude. Cardi B dropped a song with Megan Thee Stallion. It's called Wet Ass Pussy. For whatever reason, whenever I try to go listen to the uncensored version, it's always a censored version trying to get me. And I don't, like, I've never had a song actively try to get me to listen to the version without the E as much as Wet Ass Pussy has. And it's because of conservatives. They're very upset. I don't know why. I just want to talk to you guys about some Wet Ass Pussy. But before we get to that, before we get to WAP, I want to talk to you about controversial music. Like, I want to talk to you about artists that you listen to that may have been problematic. Maybe you didn't know they were problematic. Maybe you still listen to them. Just because I don't think there's anything wrong with Wet Ass Pussy. And it's not even my forte. Just want to say that. So, to start, can you think of any... it doesn't even have to be artists you listen to, but problematic artists or artists that... you know, just put out some shit that's been like, oh, I can't listen to that, or oh, that's fucked up, or even if you want to be extreme and say, oh, I've canceled them, or oh, they're gonna get canceled, not even that you canceled them. How about you, Fran? You need a...
So you don't mean the actual music, but you mean like their personal life, or like the actual music is
sadly
problematic?
It can go both ways. So if they put out a song that, and you was just like, oh shit, or even if, you know, they run in the club for a minute and then there's an ad or a news story that comes out that they used to sleep with their cousin or something. Like, do you still listen to their music after that, even though in their music they've never talked about that? Like I just find the censorship thing so odd. For when it's something so regular, not even regular. I don't want to downplay what Cardi's doing, but I think because of where we are today, like with the internet and things being, I guess, a little bit more free, I just don't understand the big deal over here. And maybe that's because I'm not a parent or I'm just not as active in family activities. I don't know. I'm trying to piece this all together because every time I see somebody mad about it, I'm just like, but why though? Like, there have been rappers like Eminem. There's been rappers like, I didn't even know Tyler, the Creator, used to say his crazy shit that he says, but you know.
What? That first album?
I had no idea.
Homie was dark.
Please, friend, please.
I can't think of anybody that I listen to that freaked me out. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I've heard crazy shit. Like, remember we used to listen to, like, or not listen to, but used to hear Marilyn Manson songs. Mm-hmm. And that's a twisted motherfucker.
Right. Ozzy biting the bats off the head.
Nine Inch Nails. Hello. I wanna fuck Slipknot. You like an animal. Slipknot. Like, it's just a lot of shit that we grew up on. It's just maybe I'm wondering if why we are desensitized in a lot of ways, because we heard a lot of crazy shit. You know, Doodoo Brown, which to this day I don't know what doodoo means. what's the doodoo about?
What's the doodoo brown? Doodoo Brown. That's an amazing song that never really got its flowers.
Doodoo Brown, pop that pussy, baby, pop that pussy, baby, pop.
Shake them titties, baby.
And then how about Akineli? Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
In your motherfucking mouth.
Hey, what do you choose to lick? Pussy or dick? I'm sorry, because my aunts and them be listening to this. Dang.
But this is what we grew up on, you know? And I think my mom didn't know what a lot of the shit was saying, so she didn't really monitor it. That's just a, you know, immigrant barrier, language barrier thing. But I think I'm not a parent, so
friends,
it's hard
you
for me
to just be listening to what you wanted to.
Yeah, I used to blast like... that shit. My mom had no idea. Sometimes she'd be dancing. I'd be like, yes, oh girl.
But you know what?
Wet ass pussy. Come on, mom.
But imagine. It's funny that you say that because, like, look at when you look at production today, sometimes production be so damn good, you don't really know what you're dancing to. Like,
I mean,
you just know you're dancing. And then sometimes later they be like, oh, this is what the song is about. And by the time you already like, well, shit, that shit make me dance. Like, instead of saying, oh, damn, that is terrible, I should stop playing that.
But I was saying I'm not a parent, so I can't speak on the challenges of trying to like raise a child that has so much access to these songs and these videos through like the streaming platforms and it being on Twitter and Instagram and just how much access these kids have in comparison to us, where we literally just had TV. And if your mom said, turn that shit off, then that was it. Your access was revoked. And a lot of parents, you know, remember back in the day, a lot of us didn't have TVs in our rooms. You'd have to like watch out in the open.
In the living room.
In the living room. So you're not going to be watching shit unless you be sneaking. You remember when you used to have to keep your finger on the remote, the part that would switch the channels real quick?
Yeah.
You know, so was ways to get around it. But for the most part, it was just a different time. And so I don't want to speak on the difficulty it must be right now to like keep your kid from watching some wild shit. But I also think people put a lot of weight on the artists. And at the end of the day, you're the parent, you know, like you're going to have to figure out some type of system with your kid, because things are always going to be created that are going to be fucked up for your kid to be around. Like, that's just not going to change.
And them your motherfucking kids, first of all, not mine's. And that's up to you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't tell you to lay down and fucking have them goddamn kids. So how can you
expect me to?
Yeah, so how can you expect me to, you know what I'm saying, taper my language for your motherfucking kids? Don't, homie, don't play that. Second of all, that's why I ain't got no goddamn kids. Second of all, I grew up in a very strict religious environment. So, of course, we were listening to everything that we weren't supposed to listen to. I can remember my brother encouraging me to listen to all music of all kinds, including Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG. I think that was the first, one of the first, like, I guess, vulgar songs, you know, I can remember actually jamming to, like, Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG. I remember that. And I remember my brother sneaking and playing it for me, you know, and listening to it. I remember all those things. So risque, you know, tongue-in-cheek music, I believe that that is what you are supposed there. I'm not going to say that that's what you're supposed to do, but there's a place in rap music, hip-hop music, rock and roll music for artists to be edgy, push the envelope, you know, and do and say things and articulate thoughts and feelings that we've had and may have been too timid or shy to express. That's right. Exactly what that artist is supposed to do. As far as things that have made me go, you know, ooh, like, oh, my God, you know, hand over chest, hand over palm to sternum, things that have made me do that recently. Okay, this latest Juice WRLD album, tried to play it. Damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, you know? I just couldn't. It was just blatant, like some of the lyrics and shit. I'm like, how am I supposed to enjoy a song where you saying, like, I'm not even going to misquote the lyrics.
It is very, know, very Juice scary WRLD, here listening no more, back to some
I'm
of
not
it.
Trying to disrespect his
what,
music.
What, is it like,
you know?
Really dark?
Yeah, and just like what the fuck I'm supposed to do with that, what you just said, like what they say as the artist, like, oh my God, I'm chewing my veins in my arm, and you'd be like, what the fuck, like, what did this motherfucker just say? What am I supposed to dance to this shit? Oh my God, I'm eating a power line, you'd be like, what the fuck, like, oh my God, I pushed my grandmother down the steps. You'd be like, what the fuck did that do?
Please stop.
The way he's doing it.
Oh my God, I tripped my little brother. You'd be like, God damn, like that was mean as fuck. And what, I'm supposed to keep jamming.
I'm fucking
so
joking.
I had to vacate. You know what I'm saying? My ears had to exit the motherfucking premises. I could not continue listening to that anymore.
Yo,
now, you know, so I don't see nothing wrong with them singing about macaroni in the pot and a bunch of wet ass pussy. Furthermore, let's take this shit back to the Two Live Crew
macaroni
in Florida. You know,
in the pot.
Okay, that little dangly thing in the back of my throat. I busted out laughing when she said that. That was a punchline. But you could take this back in the day. Think about Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, and the Two Live Crew back in Miami.
Oh,
when,
my God.
You know, the politicians were literally banning their music, and then they go on to what talk show was it? Was it the Tonight Show or something? And they perform Band in the USA. And, you know, like all of that is iconic hip-hop music. Those are moments that are important to the culture and to, just music still feeling like a free way for you to, you know, express yourself, you know, uninhibited. So I applaud Cardi and Megan. That song is not for everybody. Bitch, like I said, them your motherfucking kids. You don't nobody little kids need to be listening to a song about wet ass pussy.
No,
that don't mean
please.
That we don't need a song called wet ass pussy. That's the difference. Watch your own kids. Tow your own yard. Sweep around your front door. You know what I'm saying? And then move on down the street. So that's where I'm at with everything.
Don't want no short
little bitty
man.
teeny weeny.
You remember that?
Don't want no Republican.
Yeah. Don't want a Republican. Song, I was confused that song with the, I don't know the words that the woman be saying, but she's like, I want a place to
spread your booty on the butter knife. Yeah. I used to think they were saying
the butter knife.
I used to think they were saying spread your booty
like,
on the butter knife. Make my day. I pray to stay. Spread your booty on the butter knife. Make my day.
Used to have me dead. At that Juice WRLD shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See, I spread my booty on the butter knife. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay, listen.
Now I know he's canceled, and because, you know, he was just not. But I remember the first time I heard an XXX song, I was like, this is really heavy.
But you know what it is, right? It's an extension. I know last week I said I wanted people to do alternative music, but this is an extension of when rap is doing some of that emo alternative music. And Juice WRLD,
I mean, there's space for all of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. So when they do that,
I can't get him out of my head saying, oh my God.
Like, I'm trying so hard to talk to it, but every time he did it, it took
they
me.
Just be like,
out.
What the fuck are you talking? Oh my God, I gave the dog some baloney. He'd be like, what the fuck? You gonna kill the goddamn dog, nigga? Like,
wasn't it Uzi that was like, all my friends are dead? Something. Like,
but that was the jam, though. That's another one though. We was, you know, everybody was kind of, you know, you dance into it in a club, but then you do kind of look over your shoulder like, you know, you keep so like, God damn, I'm finna get a drink. Y'all want something? Like,
he was singing about dead presidents, so that's okay.
But I told y'all when I used to sing along, this is gonna make me think of XZ. I can't even get it out. Me and XZ used to sing along to a song by Amel LaRue, and then we found out it was about genital mutilation. We were like, oh shit.
Damn. Golly.
And XZ was like, fuck, bro. Like, we were singing along thinking it was like a beautiful ballad. So that happens sometimes too, where you just fall more into the melody and the harmonies, and sometimes you don't fully even listen to what you're singing.
Why would you make a pretty song about fucking genital mutilation?
I mean, because she was bringing awareness to, you know, the cases that were happening in different parts of the world.
Is she making me want to bump and grind? You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, that don't make me think about somebody having a hard time. So we think about having a hard...
Listen, when Kelly Rowland put out Dirty Laundry and I didn't know what was going on, I felt real, real bad after somebody told me.
What was that about?
Later.
Her being on the kitchen floor.
Wait, what you mean?
That's what she said. Y'all remember
her being abused.
I'm down here on the kitchen floor. That's what she said.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know it was about her being abused. I thought she was saying she was on the kitchen floor because she was depressed.
It's the way that the like the beat like drop and everything, it feel like
here we go
real.
Again. See, this is what them kind of songs make you do, have awkward ass moments like this. And that's
right,
the point of this conversation.
And then they play them at the club.
Yeah.
Play like, them at the club.
Fuck? Oh my God. No, I'm just playing.
I had a point I was gonna try to get to with that, but every time I think about you doing that, I'm done. So I'm just gonna take this back to like another.
We
like,
have to call this episode. Oh my God, we just have to.
Oh my God, it's a wet ass podcast. I just can't stop thinking about all of these fucked up moments in music, but some of them, like. I like earlier that you asked Fran, like, is it about the content of the music being fucked up? Is it about, like, what they do outside of the music that's fucked up? Because sometimes artists do things that aren't even, like, fucked up, but it's intrusive, right?
I'm sorry, I just had to really, because we alternative and I wanted to get to this some way, this is the only way I can connect without dying laughing. You too, motherfucking ass. Do y'all remember that year? They put their album on everybody's phone.
Yes.
And you couldn't get that shit off?
Yes. And I love you too, but it's you too, not us three. Why I gotta have the album on my phone?
I mean, I was smart as fuck.
It was the biggest deal ever, probably. But it was annoying as hell. And we did not have any say so in the matter.
I feel like nobody, genius.
Cardi didn't drop the song and make everybody watch the video or make it censored or make it uncensored only. Like, imagine she's like, you can only watch this video if it's uncensored. So you got to catch it on BT Uncut or log on to this. Because honestly, that would have been amazing. But it's not like people like you too that's just forcing their shit onto your phone. And you know, back then, if you only had like an 8 gigabyte, you know, a 16 gigabyte, this only for emergencies, and you taking up my room, like, what are you doing?
And we don't have music video show based shows like we did when we were younger, where the shit was like on 106 and Park all day, or TRL, or MTV Jams, like, you
to
literally
make it play on Uncut Only.
Right, where it's like all or BET Uncut, like literally you have to look for it now. I have to look for a video to even see it at this point, because there's nothing on my TV that's just showing videos all day. And same with the song. I also don't drive, so I'm sure maybe the radio they've been playing it, but it's still the censored version. It's not like, you know, you're in your car listening to wet ass pussy on public radio.
And then we in quarantine now, so is you really even in the car turning the radio on?
Yeah, and
so
are you even, you know, so I think, but also, that's why I said, I don't know if it's that we're desensitized, because we grew up on some wild ass shit. You know, we grew up with Freaknik and
hey!
And Lady like Chatterley.
What is Lady Chatterley?
Y'all don't remember Lady Chatterley?
No.
Is that a novel?
Google Lady Chatterley, Asante. Do y'all remember Emmanuel in Space?
Yes.
In Space?
Was it Emanuela?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. So was Barbarella a fake, or?
I don't know about that. I remember Emmanuel in Space, and I remember Lady Chatterley. I think she.
Do y'all remember Robin Bird? Did y'all have that?
Mm-mm. What was that?
You remember when TV would kind of go off at night, like regular programming, and then the porn commercials would come on, like after 10. And there was this old white lady in like tassels, and she would sing this song. She'd be like, "Baby, let me bang your box."
What?
No, friend, what?
Who the fuck was Robin
this?
This was
one of Elvira homegirls. Who is this?
And me and Claude always sing it. We'd be like, "Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box." Yo, somebody knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, friend. "Baby, let me bang your box." Then what, friend? Then what?
And she had these black tassels. She would make them go around.
Oh, yeah. Tit action.
But she was like 80 years old. I'm going to send y'all a picture.
I'm sorry. Dustin, you had me fucked up with that Emmanuel in Space, because that was the 90s remake of this old 60s movie called Barbarella in Space. And that's why I was like, I know one of these.
That's a connection. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was like, when you said Emmanuel in Space, I was like, well, Barbarella, it's like a softcore, almost kind of pornish thing. But then
Barbarella sounded like what a hoe would have been named back in the 60s.
And you know,
Ethel's daughter Barbarella been a hoe.
Like, that was like the stripper names for then.
Barbarella, goddammit.
This is the lady, Robin Bird.
Oh, I like her. She should have been on Tiger Kings. I like her, "Baby, let me bang your box."
It's funny that you brought up Tiger King, because when they're talking about wet ass pussy, they keep bringing up motherfucking Tiger King because of the damn tigers in the video. I was like, y'all cannot be serious.
Oh, Carol Baskin, she shot she threw a shot at Cardi, but I got a little anxious because Cardi was like, "Bitch, you killed your husband." I was like, "Don't fuck with Carol Baskin." You saw what she did to Tiger King. Right. She took his whole company, sued his mama. Like, that lady is not somebody you want to play with. Imagine Cardi versus Carol Baskin. Like, 2020 has been too much.
So many random.
Girl, you killed your goddamn husband. Carole Baskin.
What okay. a world. Like, this year is just ridiculous.
You know, this year is ridiculous. And because you brought up, like, there are so many things that I want to touch on in this conversation, but I'm fucked up still because of Dustin, so I can't even run this appropriately.
What the fuck I done did?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't stop. So,
oh, my God, Carole, you killed your husband.
Mm-hmm. My main thing that I really wanted to talk about with this whole thing is, like, censorship, like, why is it even a thing? How can it even be a thing? And I'm glad that we even brought up the whole thing with being parents and not being parents, because even though we're not parents, like,
oh my God, what? Carole, you killed your husband.
Oh my God, bitch, you know that you did it. She knows she did it too. That's why she ain't saying it to Cardi. You know what, Cardi? Ahead, I did. You still should use those goddamn titles.
And you're next, bitch. Yeah. You're next,
bitch. You think I'm scared of the fucking Bronx? They've already got tigers in the fucking Bronx. So we'll be making our way up there. Me and my big cats, and we're going to rescue those two from you.
Oh, God, I'm fucking dying.
Carole Baskin. If you guys don't know it by now, you're gonna. Oh
my God. So do you think I'm scared of the Bronx?
The way he was really said it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I feel like I'm out of breath this whole episode. So I can't catch my breath.
I haven't even lit my blunt, okay? I was going to treat myself to it after I made it through this, and I'm not going to make it.
Okay, go ahead, Asante. We're sorry.
I'm not going to make it. mainly, my whole problem with this is there are bigger issues than her talking about her pussy to tackle in hip-hop.
Right.
I feel bad. I'm not talking about this person disrespectfully. This is, you know, still something light.
Uh-oh.
Every time I hear on that one track when Pop Smoke say, I don't fuck with niggas because niggas is gay, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I start to switch. Like, I just start to jig a little harder. Like I don't know why.
What do you mean?
Like, he'd be like, I can't fuck with niggas. These niggas is gay. And then it starts to turn up a little bit, the beat. And I'm like, I know he's saying he can't fuck with me, but it's like, I felt like I'm being shouted out in this moment, so I have to turn up. I don't know. Uh-uh. It's really stupid. I should have left that off. I just don't like the fact that these women are being discussed so heavily because they just want to talk about their vaginas. If you don't want to hear it, don't hear it. But a lot of people, they love talking about how good their pussy is, or, you know, there are niggas that talk about how much they've robbed somebody or whatever, you know, things that are true to them. So like that Cardi says that my pussy is true to me, so I'm going to rap about my pussy. And a lot of women can relate to that. I think my main thing is I was very pleased with the overall work of the song and the video and, you know, the camaraderie of women in hip hop. So I just hate the fact that we're taking away from this by saying, oh, it's too vulgar. Like, you know, there's been plenty of vulgar songs out there. There's been plenty of songs where people don't get vulgar at all, but they just carefully state how they're going to kill somebody or do something inappropriate to them. And they can just casually say it and it's okay. No, just because she decided that she wants to be, you know, bleeped out here and there, she should be crucified. I don't think this is right.
All them goddamn songs full of innuendos, them old motherfuckers. Look up them songs by the Beatles. You know what them goddamn songs is about? Think about it. Name a Beatles song. I'll tell you what it's about. Name a Beatles song.
Can't.
I had some really bad ones. I was about to say help, but never mind.
Okay, help. Exactly. You know what that's about. Help was about a hand job. Okay.
That's what about what Here song. Comes the Sun?
Here Comes the Sun. All right, well, let me tell you what that was about. That was about swallowing, okay?
That's
what Here Comes the Sun was about. Mm-hmm. And they really, we could break it down line by line, but that's another conversation for another time.
I guess
you,
I don't know why this song is making people this uncomfortable. Like, it's not any different than what we've heard. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Right.
I don't get it.
Super Sunshine Anderson. heard it all before. Like, I don't understand why now it's like, is it because it's Cardi? Is it because Kylie's in the video? Like, for the people that say it's a bad song or they don't like it, okay, that's your personal choice and you don't fuck with it. And I get that. But for people that are just like, oh my God, did you hear Macaroni in the Pot? Like, it's just like.
Yeah, that's why we understood why she said the line, dumbass. We have her Macaroni in a Pot and it sounds like, guess what it sounds like?
Like, some of these people are the same ones that are like, some of these people are opposite, like, because I see there are people that are like, you know, yeah, we should stay in quarantine, and they're the ones that hate the song. Like, I would assume it's the ones that are like, I have to go get my hair done at the Great Clips. Like, I thought it was going to be those people that are all hating on it, but it's not, and that's why I'm just, like, confused.
Someone there was a music video director, I don't know his name, he was on Twitter, and I guess he said something about it, and you know when people on Twitter do a this is you or this you? So they this you'd him, and he has worked with so many artists and men, of course, who had similar videos, like as far as explicit content. So it's just interesting that he had no problem. Yeah, he had no problem supporting those artists and actually shooting the visuals for them. But then he's going to be over here, you know, knocking these women for doing the same. I don't know. It's just I don't get it.
He must be one of the hoes that was in the house. second of all, shout out to my friend EJ King, who is Megan the Stallion's stylist. EJ is her stylist, and he went live the other day because, as we know, Megan has collaborated with so many different people, one of whom is Nicki, and I guess he was getting some backlash from a couple fans who weren't excited that she had collaborated with Cardi. And EJ went live and basically said, you know, my name is Bennett and I ain't in it and don't come around me with that shit. And then he cussed their ass out and said, matter of fact, and now all I got to say is, and he started to see press play and WAP started playing. he started rapping it. So she's like, certified freak. He was like, certified freak. She's like, 7 days a week. He just letting him. It was so funny. I hope that live is still up on his page or something. So check that out. Yeah.
Shout out to EJ for using his power to do something great for everybody. I know Megan is just a sweetheart, a darling. I'm glad that you have someone in close company with her that is of your caliber, because she's going to need that. I'm tired of people joking about, you know, the whole shit with Megan. Drea disappointed me and said something real crazy about Megan, and I just didn't like that, about the shooting and how it was some Whitney Bobby love between her and Tory Lanez, and said she want that and tried to make light of it. Drea, girl, come on, please don't do this. Just stop, please. But back to Megan and them. I love the fact that Cardi is unifying. I always talk about this. I just want to talk about it in a larger part because it's just something that we always bring up and kind of go in on. But I want to also talk to you about explicit songs. And, you know, we've talked about a few. Can you think of any other explicit or vulgar songs off the top of your head that are just like, they don't play that on the radio, but if they did, or, you know, I miss when it was this era. I want to just start you off with a song that was not on the radio, and it wasn't really even that vulgar. And I've talked about it on the show before. I just remember liking the beat because it was that type of era, but people weren't fucking with it because the niggas talking about fucking. But that song, Freak It by Lathan.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Like,
freak it how you want it. Take it how you need it.
He's like, straight rub it like a genie. Freak it. Like, I love that song. I think I had that like on a mixtape somewhere with I Put My Hand Up on Your Hip When I Dip You Dip We Dip.
Yes, yes.
Along with, you know, some Uncle Luke, like,
and some I Know Jay.
Wow.
Let me love you down.
She did that. She did Time After Time. She was,
yes.
She was, honestly.
Shout out to you, I Know Jay, wherever you at, girl.
Shout out
you
to
gave
you.
A lot to dance yes. music for the black community yes. of America and some parts of Canada.
What you did, a lot of girls could be taking notes today, okay? That was the original, like, Bryson Tiller, Tory Lanez and them, you know, doing some R&B with them. The alternative shit that's, I'm just telling you now. Anyway. I love the fact that we talk about vulgar music, so I want to hear more about your vulgar songs. Dustin, you got some booty shaking music.
Vulgar songs. Some
penis popping music.
So many vulgar songs. Suck My Dick by Lil Kim is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yo, that whole hardcore album.
I used to I used to throw lips to the dick. Oh no, I used to be scared of the dick.
I used to throw my lips to the shit.
Hey. Like a real bitch. All of that was shit. You know, it's funny when I think about like vulgar songs and shit, my mind goes to like songs from more female rappers than guys, which is crazy because, you know, guys have been vulgar and nasty and vile, disgusting, talking about sex, you know what I'm saying, for so long. But songs that stood out were like Trina, the baddest bitch, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even got to quote the lyrics, but y'all know, like that whole entire song.
Any and everyone, really.
In the living room, a little nasty hoe, red phone with a and don't be scared because if you're curious, just ask me hoes and yes, dicks like it comes quite natural. Sidebar. Shout out to T.S. Madison. She did one of those videos. Have y'all seen those videos where you do, it's like multiple screens of you singing different parts of the song and they put them all together to make one? She did like an operatic version of The Baddest Bitch by Trina. I'ma share it on my Twitter account tomorrow. Y'all know I love Maddie. That's my girl. So goddamn funny.
I remember back when they did, they played Look Back at It in the club. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. Bugger. What about you, friend? What about some good little, you know, nasty?
I mean, I said most of the ones. I think we sang most of the ones, but even the ones that were supposed to be sweet. Like, remember, what were they called? As Yet? Remember last night?
Yes, yeah.
Last night, I was inside of you.
And it must have been good because, mind you, what I thought was most interesting about that, we ain't know if it was the sunshine or the moon. Like, we ain't know which where he was at, but he was inside. So, but then he gonna say, I saw the sun, the moon,
the moon,
Fred, the rivers, I saw heaven when I made sweet love to you.
He said there was no planning it. It was so special. And like, a lot. What about, Silk.
Ooh.
There's a meeting in my bedroom.
Bedroom. So girl, please don't be late.
Silk wasn't no. I love Silk. Don't get me started on Lose Control.
We were mad young listening to the men. I don't know
Silk, what that nigga in that falsetto.
Yes, the nigga, the Cheryl Underwood. Cheryl Underwood was the lead singer of Silk.
Not as bad, but still pretty bad. How many drinks?
How many drinks does it take to?
Till you leave with me. Yeah, it was like, damn.
What else?
He got in trouble for that though.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I don't even think he performs that song anymore because he got in trouble for that.
And it wasn't even
I can't think of any more explicit songs.
Yeah, we can. Let's think about it.
I mean, shit, we grew up in the era of Tip Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
God damn, like.
That's why I just use my card on my phone now. COVID.
You know who I really used to enjoy back in the day? Not musically, but I guess just kind of their like their infamousness.
And Yolanda Adams
started putting out music. Oh well, yes, but not here. Close. Heather Hunter. No, I'm just playing close.
Heather Hunter.
I used to
love her.
Shout out to BET. I was watching when they talked about like how she used to be on Soul Train Awards and how sweet Don Cornelius was to her with the whole scandal of her, you know, being an adult star and being there. Like Heather Hunter, I just love the fact that she was this porn star making music and then she was also dancing on Soul Train. Like it was just like some cool shit from her. Like
also, and then I'm thinking random, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but random note about Heather Hunter and her duality and multiple talents. She actually shot me. She shot a photo shoot for a web series.
I was like, she shot you.
Amazing.
Not like that. I mean, but you know, it would have been iconic, but not that way. Not like, but it was Heather Hunter, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Talk shit all you want, but it was Heather Hunter. Anyway, but yes, she did. She's an incredible photographer as well. And she does a lot of shoots that aren't like porn or whatever.
Shout out to Heather Hunter. I would love to have her on this show. That would just be amazing.
We forgot Kaya.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Kaya don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with us, rather, in the community.
That's why Saweetie jacked that bitch for a song.
Buick I'm mouth screaming. Motherfucking wicker too fast motherfucker. Yeah, you ain't, she ain't get no shine on this show.
Saweetie didn't got your ass.
What about slob on my knob by 3 6?
Like home on the car. Check in hey. With me. And do hey, your job.
Do your job.
In the bed. And give me hit. Hey, don't go to hey. Don't go hey. To bed. Did you see from that? It's a day. Let's fuck a boy. Let's run a train. Hey!
Like, come shit. On, y'all. That's crazy. The title is Slob on My Knob.
Like corn on the cob. And shout out to LeChat. Y'all know who LeChat is. Yes. The one from Chicken Head.
Of course.
Who yes. She had a version called Slob on My Cat. Get it nice and wet. Check it with me. Holla at LeChat. Fuck with your girl. Lit on my purse.
While you playing, put LeChat on the wet ass pussy with me.
While LeChat would murder that. Oh, if they do a WAP remix for real, I just want Cash Dial. Because okay, Cash Dial would have slid on that.
Like, I'm having a vision. I'm having a vision, y'all.
Come on, Raven.
Do y'all remember the old way they would do remixes where the remix sounded completely different from the original?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a wet ass pussy remix that did that, it was like and not that I hate the original any fucking way, it would just be dope if they did that and it was like a whole new beat and it like had a slow on song, there.
Like a slow jam, and they had female rappers rhyming over the slow beat. That would have been
or even bring some R&B bitches on there, you know, Summer Walker and shit, like. of the like, maybe not Summer, but yeah,
maybe
know.
Not singers. Period. Like this to me, I
do wonder who they
rap.
Gonna put on the remix though. There's so many people to put on it. With all these women
Bobby Jones.
Taking over the scene. What about Big Lotto?
I love Mulatto.
Big Lotto.
I think I should put Big Lotto on it.
I'm loving everything Mulatto is doing right now. Just to put that out there.
Ooh,
that whole...
I like it raw.
There you go.
Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it. That's fucked up. What the fuck?
Then TLC. Ain't Too Proud to Be. What was TLC's song?
Yeah, but that too... was that about the condoms? No, I don't remember.
If I need it in the morning or the middle of the night, yeah.
No, the night. I ain't too proud to be. Yeah.
2 inches or a yard, rock harder if it's sagging. Unfortunately, let me tell you... I don't think you're going to be able to get much done if it's... Word to the wise.
I think we sang them all.
I think y'all did.
No, that's some nasty-ass country songs, too.
Yeah.
Achy, breaky heart. What y'all think that was about? How you think the heart got achy and breaky?
I did not dive into country music.
Fuck the hell.
Just because... The first thing that came up when I was looking at country music or controversy in country music was that Reba McEntire remake, the song she redid. Damn, they just did this song or something too. I can't believe I'm blanking right now.
I heard she redid Street Symphony by Monica. If I could get them out of the street.
I'm talking about
Fancy.
They don't
have to be with me.
There's a song called Fancy. That Reba dropped in, or she did a cover on in like 1990.
Drake Fancy song.
No, but speaking of Drake, I was watching his newest video, and you should have been in it, Dustin.
I would love to be in a music video like that.
It was him love at the to. Nike. It was him at the Nike HQ out in Oregon, and I don't know why. As I was watching, I just kept imagining he was finna throw the ball to you or pass you the basketball, or like I just kept seeing you just at one of them corners in the Nike HQ headquarters. So like that Nike, if you're listening,
that
would have
been sick.
I would have caught that basketball and given the camera the sexiest look anyone's ever seen in their life. Because I'm gonna make my mama don't put me in the Drake in the Drizzy. Dross and Drizzy, please.
Like,
I'm telling you, I'd be OVO. Y'all know I'm scared of aisles. I wouldn't give a damn. I'd be 10 toes down right next to the OVO aisle. Like, But bitch, we on the same team now, so would love it.
Yes. So we talked about so many
Fantasia
nasty things.
When I see you. You know what she was gonna do.
When I see you.
When
something
I see
now is taking over me.
You know what it was, had her in the T-Mobile store. You hear me?
So the takeaway, or one of the things that I want to make sure that I talk about as we end this segment on, you know, wet ass pussies. I'm loving unity. I'm hating the fact that we're taking away from the message of unity by bringing up this, I guess, never ending conversation on censorship without it even being constructive in any way. Because I want to stay to the message of unity. I love the fact that whenever Cardi's being, you know, interviewed, Rhapsody's name is being brought up. Rhapsody is a name that's been brought up in a lot over the past, you know, few years. She's a name that I hope we continue to bring up. I love the fact that Rhapsody is a name that is brought up just because she's great at what she does, and she's also not a hater what anybody else does. So that's why I think it would be fun if maybe Rhapsody was on the Wet Ass Pussy remix, just because you wouldn't expect that and she don't rap about that, but just because she don't gotta rap about her pussy being wet, she could rap about her brain being wet. She's like, you gotta keep my brain wet if you want us to get my pussy wet, or something like that. I don't know. I just think that it's dope that we have artists out here now, that there is a range and that they all support each other, even if they don't necessarily fit into each other's catalogs. But because music is so creative, people can still creatively fit into each other's worlds. So that's just an option. It don't actually have to be married. It was just something I thought about. I just love the fact that Rhapsody's there, No Name, she's, you know, being brought up more. We still bring up Lauryn Hill to this day. MC Light, you still out there. Like, there are just so many bad bitches that have run game. And these are R&B girls that I'm about to mention. But SWV, Weak just is being sampled left and right, or right about now in this era. I don't know why. You know, Flo Milli did a song with her, or Flo Milli sampled Weak, but somebody else just sampled Weak, and I was just listening to it, and I was like, damn, I have to mention this because this is crazy.
Who was
But
it?
Yeah, that's it really for this week in music. Cardi's podcast is still the wettest. Or excuse me, Cardi's music is still the wettest.
Cardi's podcast.
Cardi's pussy is still the wettest. Her music is still the wettest. And I just want her camaraderie to also remain the wettest. That's it. I love you all. I hope you took away something nice from this. And I hope you are blasting wet ass pussy to piss somebody off.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask, great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice, I am so sorry, I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule, I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Now bring in the wind chime.
So this week, normally I have something to offer to our listeners, but I actually have a question for our listeners to help me out, because my hair has been over it during this pandemic, between like washing it so much. Obviously, like, we're working out, riding bikes. It's just been like super dry. They've discontinued two of my favorite products. I used to use this clarifying shampoo called Green People. Discontinued. I used to use this Yucca and Plantain deep conditioner by Shea Moisture that I think they're phasing it out, because it's harder and harder to find. You do not find it at Target anymore.
You gotta get it from Shea Johnson.
You go on Amazon and there's like, you know, one or two of them, and then you have to wait a month to get it, and it's not, you know, so it's just like, okay, clearly it's being phased out for whatever reason. So I wanted to tap into the naturals who listen to our show and are using products, you know, that are really working well for them. I need a deep conditioner. I need a leave-in. I've tried Pattern. Pattern, only the conditioner worked for me. The leave-in did not work for me. I'm just kind of trying to throw out, you know, products that I think people might suggest. But, obviously, like the Curl Enhancing Smoothie, a lot of the more popular ones that we've used, those are all cool, but I just want to try something different, something fresh. Maybe there's like a smaller brand that you guys are aware of or have been using or tapped into let me know a leave-in, a deep conditioner, and a clarifying shampoo. So I'm actually coming to y'all for this wellness segment.
What a woman. So humble. So gracious.
To put me on, because I just haven't had the energy to really like mess around with a bunch of products like I used to. I used to have fun with that and really enjoy that. Also, it was like one of the bigger things that I did on YouTube of on my YouTube days of just testing out different products and then letting you guys know how they work out. And y'all know I like nicer ingredients, so don't send me no Cantu or crazy products that you know I'm not
gonna use. Send me the Cantu.
Y'all can keep that.
Fred says she cannot.
Okay.
I don't, my hair, no. So, you know what I like. I'm your woo-woo friend. Send me the woo-woo products.
Cantu.
So that's it. Just wanted to ask you guys and kind of tap into our natural hair reserve to see what you guys have for me. And then, of course, I'll share the wealth. Once I see everything you guys send over to me, I'll let you guys that are listening that are probably also looking for new products for your hair know what you guys put me on to. So that's it. That's it for this week's wellness. More of me tapping in. Asante, are we throwing it back to you for Music Man, or will you say, or was that it for you?
You know, I mean, if y'all want to do some listens, we can listen. But outside of that, you know, I'm really tapped out on the Mersey.
I don't have any listens because I've been a bookworm the past week. I have not been playing music.
We got listens.
Okay, hit us with a Dustin.
Well, yeah, you know, this week in music, we're going to hear what Dustin been rocking to, and he can just segue on in the TV land after that.
That's fine with me, you know what I'm saying, because the Karma 3 by Davies came out, and it's a bunch of dope songs on there, but you already know I had to go straight to track 14 because it features the one and only Mary Jane Blige.
Wow, that's crazy.
So we're going to play that. It's called Know How I Feel, and then we're going to follow that up with my favorite song in the project, which is called Handsome, because I can relate, so hold on.
Shout out to Buddha.
I'm just playing as a joke, but this is the song. It's called Know How I Feel by Mary J. Blige.
Believe it or not.
The only way I can heal, you know how I feel. You know I always keep it real. You know how I feel. Pour out my heart and my soul. You know how I feel. There's no other way I really know. Yeah.
I know how I feel. Four nines, I ain't know about the deal. We was moving, I ain't know about the bills. You don't know about bills. This life is real, you don't know about the feel. My man got life, I told him chill and just try to appeal. They think this money make it all good. How? Things change, spent too much time in the hood now. Know I could get killed. I'm in and out of like a robbery. Might stop for a meal. Streets tricky, the way they did Nipsey shit shock me for real. I'm seeing demons in my sleep, shit got me plotting to kill. Stay quiet and diamonds coming, this is not just a drill. I ain't think that lean was
you know the fucking vibes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know it is. It's a New York moment. Shout out to Mary J. Blige. Shout out to Davies. This is Handsome by Davies off his new project, Karma 3.
Sound like it's supposed to, niggas. I won't break the code. Young niggas try not to die. We just pray that we get old. My niggas is gone. If they was not in the field, I won't put their name in a song. I've been in the zone. Calling my niggas from jail. Just praying they pick up the phone. Try to get niggas to come get it with me. If they was too busy, I'll get it alone. Watch how you approach. Young niggas talking to ghosts. I'm blessed like I run with the Pope. If I'm on a yacht, got my gun on the boat. I'm not like you niggas ain't wanna be broke. When it got cold, I'm one of the coat. My uncle was tripping. He wanted some dope. I'm trying to be the richest little nigga you know. This paper get thrown, see who pick up the most. I was with killers. Mama did. And no, this might be the realest shit I never wrote. I got it, just know it fit inside my coat. So many feelings spilling out my soul. Ran out of product, we was dealing soap. I'm just being modest, I could get it low. Don't care who the hottest nigga, this is low. Pull up in Prada, probably with your hoe. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that nigga and call for the
shit. So that's Handsome by Dave East. Two of the songs that I've really been bumping. Of course, Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake.
Yes.
There's a song by Fits and the Tantrums. This is an older song, but it's from 2013, but I love it. It's one of my personal favorite songs. I don't know if y'all fuck with Fits and the Tantrums like that, but I do, and the song is called Out of My League. You might know this song when you hear it, but just check it out.
Put it
So that's out of my league.
I like that.
Fits in the tantrums. I got one more song for y'all. Randomly, I was listening to some music, and this song came on, and it just, I had never heard it before. The only place that I can find it is on Spotify, and there it is on YouTube. It's a brand new song, new artist, Carla Felicia Skyff. I believe that's how you say her name. The song is called Just Gotta Be Me. You can only find it on Spotify. Of course, we'll link it to the show, but here it is, Just Gotta Be Me by Carla Felicia Skyff. Sometimes you gotta let the beat build, baby. Okay,
I
so
like
that,
yeah.
Just Gotta Be Me by Carla Felicia Skyff, and that's it for the Music Man segment from me. Okay.
Well, you inspired me. I just got one song I want to play. I was like, well, damn. I guess I got to, you know, Dustin over here rocking the box, like, you know, Portia Fox. You know, shout out to Portia Fox, another person that said fuck Kaya, but way back in the day when she was first starting out. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to Cash Page. She dropped this song, and I love Cash Page's little vibe. Like, I don't know what it is about her, but she's somebody really, really dope. It's spelled Cash with a K. It's K-A-A-S-H, Page, P-A-I-G-E. She has a song called London. I guess it's from her upcoming project, or it's from her project she had that came out called Teenage Fever, excuse me. For those of you that are not familiar with Cash Page, please go check her out. The project is dope. 42 Doug is actually on there. K-Camp is on
there.
Shout
out to Detroit.
Shout out to everybody. But I wanted to shout out the song London just because it low-key made me miss a little London. And I just think it's a dope song. I just think Cash Page is dope, and I want to be her friend. So, again, this is London by Cash Page. And I don't know why my things don't want to work properly, but, oh, here we go. Cash Page, just something nice and vibey, and she's just a dope young lady, so I want to make sure I highlighted her really fast. Now I'm all done with Music Man as well, so Dustin Ross, please tell us what you've been watching.
So first of all, shout out to the Real Housewives of Potomac. Once again, I got to interview Ashley and Monique last week. Thanks to Bravo for sponsoring that. And again, it was just another week of discovery. This is turning out to be a fantastic season, and we're only on episode 3. Each episode, we're learning more and more about the breakdown in some of these relationships and the strengthening of other bonds within the cast members of the show. We're learning more about Dr. Wendy Osefo, the newest housewife, and how she kind of fits into the fold here. And I'm just thoroughly impressed. There was an iconic moment that will live forever between Monique and Candace at their the sip and see party for Dean, Ashley Darby's baby boy. And Candace said something, Monique chuckled, Candace mocked her chuckle, and then Monique mocked Candace mocking her chuckle. So it went a little something like this. I can't. Okay, and it's an iconic moment in television. In fact, let's play it. So yes, as you can see, that's all the reason you need to watch The Real Housewives of Potomac. Also, Lovecraft Country on HBO. Now,
ooh, I told y'all last week. Crazy.
Oh,
Journey is acting her ass off in this series. All the actors are, but Journey Smollett is acting her ass off in this series. From the first dream sequence, it opened with a dream sequence as someone was, I'm trying to be vague as I don't want to give too much away, but somebody was leaving Kentucky and then the South and saying goodbye, Jim Crow. So they were on a bus ride to Chicago, but they were awakened from a dream sequence that really let us know what one of their biggest fears or biggest obstacles were at that time, which was racism. And systematic racism especially. So Lovecraft Country is good. I'm literally just taking a tip off the iceberg in that
at the
review.
Edge of your seat.
Oh
right?
My God, the entire time that you're
that
watching
that sundown town part.
Yeah. Oh
and
my
we were
God.
Just talking about that on our covert over episodes and that oof. Listen.
Maddie Moss Clark is in the show. It's just really, really good. Like the mother of the Clark sisters, you know, she's one of the actors in this show.
Yeah, she's the aunt, I think. Or his aunt, Jonathan's aunt. Yeah.
And I mean, not the actress that played Maddie Moss Clark. Really, Maddie Moss Clark is in this show. So it's just amazing. I'm telling you.
I can't say.
Lovecraft Country is all of that.
I'm so glad that we have this in the absence of Watchmen. Like, even though they're two separate things, like, it's, I just need more.
HBO don't miss, bro.
At all, yo. It's crazy.
For them to drop I May Destroy You and now Lovecraft like back to back like that, two phenomenal shows. It's like,
I May Destroy You came to kind of like sop up what you were going to be missing from Insecure, and then this comes
and then
after.
I love that because now it's one episode left of I May Destroy You. So I like that they're all kind of just like easing into each other. That's
right?
Genius.
Yep. Genius. Holding our viewership, yes.
Genius.
So I agree. Please watch Lovecraft Country. We're just beginning to start to discuss this. And also shout out to our friends over at the For All Nerds podcast, Tatiana King and Ben Hameen. They have another co-host who, forgive me, their name is escaping me right now, but they are doing a recap podcast for Lovecraft Country. You guys check out. So shout out to Tatiana King. That's our girl.
Tatiana.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I actually want to shout out Latasha too, our homie Just Latasha.
Yes.
She does deep dives on YouTube of all these shows, Insecure.
And be going in.
Yeah, because she's a screenwriter, she's a director, so she goes in on a level that most of us are not paying attention to. Like, she catches nuances and just little, her attention to detail is...
Color choices.
Love it.
You know, everything.
Art direction, everything. She
and how
it all
ties into the storylines and, like, the, you know, reading between the lines of the script. So, definitely check her out, Just Latasha, on YouTube. I think she actually is going to... I just saw her announce that she's going to do a breakdown of Lovecraft as well. So,
good.
You can...
Yes.
Yeah. So, you can catch her do pretty much all of our favorite shows.
Wonderful. And that's it, you know.
That's it. So that's it, you guys.
That's it, yeah.
So as always, we thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much, and we hope you'll tune in next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.